Everyone, I'd like to welcome everyone to the meeting. Hopefully everyone can hear me clearly. Everyone should ensure their mobile telephones are turned off or switched to silent. Use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussion of in-committee items. I would remind members of their obligations under the councillor's code of conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interests which they have in any item of business before the committee today. If you have any such interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the chamber for the duration of the discussion on that item and should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on the item has ended. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except where council is considering any exempt matters. Members should remember that the microphones work on a queuing system. If your microphone is lit red, you have precedence. Flashing green is next in the queue and then solid green. Please do not press your microphone button again when it is lit up red, as you will lose your place in the queue. There will be some members in attendance virtually, and it's been agreed that all members in the chamber are brought in to speak on any item before any remote delegates. Therefore, if you're attending remotely, please use that facility to indicate your wish to speak, and I will bring members in once all the members in the chamber have spoken first. Instant messages should be kept to the following letters. Q if you want to ask a question, C for comment, P for propose, S for second. Please refrain from making other comments in the instant messaging facility. Members are reminded that they are personally responsible for any comments that they make. Just want to also highlight the success of the participatory budget event that happened across the district in the 7 DAs, and the one I attended in Ballinahinch was a great success. I thought it was a great idea getting local people in and voting for who they want to see money and going to support local projects, and it gives a sense of ownership. So well done to Alan Beggs for his work in that and the team, the wider AHC team on that. Hopefully more of that can happen in the future. Okay, item number one, apologies.
We have apologies from Councillor Gibbons.
Boy.
Ollie Robb as well, Chair.
Okay, any declarations of interest? Okay, item number three is the action sheet. For accuracy, there's page number one. Horizon. Sir Mathers.
Thanks, Chair. I just wanted to take this opportunity to note the excellent event that was held in the Newry Leisure Centre on Saturday past. It was hosted by St John Bosco Boxing Club. Hundreds of families gathered and enjoyed the more than 70 fights that took place. So this showcases the potential of the Leisure Centre, and much more must be done to encourage such events into our Leisure Centres. Even with Andy and Connor on one that we lost out on. But I just wanted to highlight, to the benefits that these events have. So we need to do more to ensure that these are kept within our district.
Okay, Councillor Truesdale.
Thank you, Chair. It's just on the Newcastle Centre site selection. Can I ask, is there a time frame put on when these previous site selections and reasons for rejection will come back into committee, please?
Don't have that information at the moment, but happy to go back to Councillor Truesdale to confirm timelines for that information.
Thank you.
Item number four is the DEA board update. And over to Martina.
Chair, thank you. Chair, the report is for approval this evening, and appended to the report are the action sheets from the Sleep Gullion, Newry and Sleep Crew DEA meetings, and happy to take any questions on those, Chair.
Questions or comments? Okay. Can I proposer, please.
I'm just happy to propose.
Was by Councillor Mather, seconded by Councillor Declan Murphy.
Okay.
Item number 5 is a RLDA Sports Hub review decision. Honour.
Thank you, Chair. This report is seeking approval for the progress and partnership for investment priority within the Rowallan BA in line with the multi sport hub recent review carried out in 2025. Applied, which was seek financial assistance with any particular club or user group. Unfortunately, there was none available at the time. So the recent review has been carried out looking at the shortfall in the gap. There's 39 one-hour slots training need within the DA for the multi-sports clubs to be used. Since the 2022 review, we've looked at the council's own sites, particularly in St Cumans, where we lease and use a hockey pitch for all multi-sports. The pitch itself is over 15 years old and is beyond repair stage at this moment in time. The suggestion now is to replace the carpet with a 3G surface allowing soccer and Gaelic and other sports to be played upon it. They're so in doing that, it displaces the hockey team that's in using the pitch at the moment, and it's making recommendations that we replace and upgrade the Langley Road site for a synthetic hockey pitch, again, to be used for multi-sports use. And in doing so then, finally, it's to commission a master plan working with the constituted group, raise the lease on Langley Road, upgrade the site itself. Attached is the recommendations and the review plan itself within the site itself. Thank you, Chair.
Councillor Jackson. Thank you, Chair. Chair, I just want to say I'm absolutely delighted to see this paper coming to committee tonight. Chair, as soon as I was elected as a councillor for Rowallan, one of the first things that I done was to go down and check out the facilities at Langley Road. Having played football and hockey there myself when I was at school, I was shocked to see the facilities hadn't really changed in that time. So I immediately began contact with the local community association and the local sports clubs in the area to see what could be done with this. I already knew the amazing work all these clubs were doing in the area, but the feedback from all the clubs was the same. The shortage of pitches, especially due to our weather, and the lack of proper facilities to help the development of not only the youth players, but especially the younger kids coming through as well. So together we put forward a vision for what a sports hub in Ballinahinch would look like and to cater for everyone's needs and give those clubs the facilities that they so richly deserve. So with the proposed replacement pitch at St Coleman's High School, a new hockey pitch at Langley Road, and a master plan for the Langley Road site with the real potential of having Ulster Hockey, Ulster Rugby and the Irish Football Association type facilities and support on one site, which is quite unique, this is a very exciting project along with the new facilities for the local community. So I just want to thank everyone for the support on this journey. I'm happy to propose, Chair. Thank you. Okay, Councillor Jackson and Councillor Surgeon, do you want to comment?
Yep, thank you, Chair. Yeah, happy to second this item here. I want to thank the officers for their diligent work in preparing this report. The efforts are truly appreciated. I welcome the multi-sports review for Rowallan. It's a comprehensive and timely piece that builds on the 2021 findings. As you can see, it not only identified key gaps in provision, but also laid out strategic options that promise real benefits for our DEA. It's a positive step forward, and I look forward to seeing how we as a council with other stakeholders work together to bring these recommendations to life. Thanks.
Seconded by Councillor Lee Surgener. Councillor Murphy.
I'd like to support this proposal. No doubt it's an area of need. I think it's going to be money well spent, and no doubt a lot of young people in particular will benefit greatly from it. So good luck to everybody at Protector Project.
I just have one wee question. 3.1, where it says to install any required infrastructure to assist with the future master plan for Langley Road Project. We give some examples as to what infrastructure.
Yes, Chair. So it's looking at the actual site itself, the shell pitch. If we were to upgrade it to the synthetic hockey pitch, putting in, replacing the lighting with LED lighting, but the future master plan could allow for another soccer pitch or field beside it. So any pipework or ductwork, anything we're going to do, allowing that rather than having to build a new site and then have to dig it up to put in ductwork, what have you. So it's including all of that within the same.
Okay, thank you. Councillor Brennan.
Thank you, Chair. Can you hear me okay?
Yep.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. Yeah, not being a councillor in Roe Island, but last parts of Ballinahinch fall within Sleeve Group DA, my DA. Been involved in sports all my life and now coaching youngsters in sports. Could I possibly get a breakdown of the split between the expenditure within Langley Road and within St. Coleman's, just to see exactly the split money? I think there's 500,000 available, but external funding will be required as well. If I could just possibly ask if I could get a breakdown between each site, what the financial implications would be. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. At this stage, we haven't got the exact cost on it, Councillor, but it will be within the 500,000 threshold we're looking at. The St. Coleman's one, it's a replacement carpet basically on it, so it's not a full 3G installation, so we have estimated cost, but we're near the indicative figures, but we can come back to you with the actual cost and the breakdown with each project.
I appreciate that, Connor. Thank you.
Okay, that's item number 5. Now on to more good news. Downpatrick DEA Multi-Sports Hub Review, and again, Connor.
Thank you, Chair. So just on the back of the previous DEA Multi-Sports Review, we've exhausted again the issue in round Downpatrick and looking at how we can provide current recommendations of the previous 2021 report. So this report is seeking approval for us to appoint a specialist consultant to undertake and work with all the sports clubs and stakeholders within the Downpatrick DEA in order to meet the gap of the 24 one-hour training needs. And including in within that is the running track that we've been also tasked to look and deliver within the Downpatrick DEA area. So the report is seeking approval to appoint a consultant to carry out this piece of work.
Councillor Kate Murphy.
Good news. Sir, I'm happy to second that, and again, delighted with the news, and I know especially in terms of football pitches and provision as well as the running track, that it's something that's desperately needed in the area. I suppose my question is around the timeline of the consultation, and we are behind, and we know that it's a need that has been on the table for a long time. So have we any idea on the timeline for consultation?
Sure, yeah. Through this, the last previous process in itself, took between 8 to 12 weeks, because it's reaching out to the clubs and availability of them, and we want to make sure that we capture everybody, that nobody's left out on it. And believe me, with the consultants that work on it, they'll ensure that they have one to one, and they'll have group discussions on it. So it does take that period of time for the 12 weeks to have that, and then for them to collate the information and bring it together with suggested recommendations, back to committee for approval thereafter.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you, that's thing. And Councillor Hanlon.
Thanks, Chair. I think I just wanted to comment on this paper. I know it's been a long time in the making trying to find a suitable hub for Downpatrick. It's proven very, very difficult logistically, but I think this paper is a step forward in trying to do what we can in the Downpatrick DEA to try and move forward and to get the facilities that are so badly needed for all the different sports clubs. So just to welcome the paper, and it's good to hear the timeline is... It's long enough, I think, for everybody to consult, but it's not too long that we'll have a paper back, early next year. So thank you.
Item number 7. Items 7 to 10 are deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3, part 1 of Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act, Northern Ireland 2014. Information relating to the council or business affairs of any particular person, including the council, holding that information, and the public may be by resolution be excluded during these items of business. Proposal to go into closed session. Jackson and Council. Dennis. While it's in committee, the following items were agreed. Item 7, Leisure Centre Service Delivery. It was agreed on the proposal of Council Mather, seconded by Councillor McGuinness, to approve the enhanced service delivery arrangements within leisure facilities as outlined within the officer's report. Item 8, Leasing of Council Land. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Mather, seconded by Councillor Kate Murphy, to progress an expression of interest for leasing of Council Land via Council Sport and Community Leasing Policy as outlined in the officer's report. Item 9, license agreement for programme delivery. It was agreed in the proposal of Councillor Mather, seconded by Councillor King, to approve a license agreement for programme delivery as outlined within the officer's report. And item 10, community support programme. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Kate Murphy, seconded by Councillor Declan Murphy, to note the report and award additional funding from the Department for Communities to Community Advice Mary Morn and Down for enhanced provision of the Integrated Advice Partnership Programme 2025/26. Item number 11. Well, for noting, I'll take item number 11 first. End in Violence Against Women and Girls, update on council programmes. Any questions for Bettina? Right, so proposer, please. Proposer for item 11. Kate Murphy and seconded by Councillor McGuinness. Item number 12 is Policeman Community Safety Partnership Report. Questions, comments? Yeah, proposer, please. Declan Murphy and seconded by Councillor King. That brings us to the end of the meeting. Thank you very much.
Thank you all.